Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now here on Fan After Dark 105.3, your home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. I am Fred Davis. We got the phenom himself, as the Pacers don't call it a comeback. They're not dead just yet. They were down by as many as 10 just a minute ago, but they've now brought that to within 5, 101.96 with 2.5 minutes left to go. Interesting lineup that you got on the court right now. And, of course, if you're just tuning in, haven't had a chance to pay attention to what's going on with your Dallas Mavericks. AD exited the game. Stop me if you've heard this before, with a lower leg injury, and did not return. And they said his return was questionable when he went out. And
he hasn't even returned to the bench.
Yeah, no. So he's and of course, then the biggest news of that was, I say biggest news of that, this was all precipitated by yesterday's announcement when they, you know, we read off the injury report, and the one report that, or the one injury that kind of jumped off the page to you and I that we said yesterday was a little concerning 4 games into the season, was the bilateral Achilles soreness. Mm-hmm. Okay, which is basically just, you know, their way of saying, and it's like tendinopathy or whatever the hell it's called, and that essentially it's from overuse, and that there's really nothing you can do outside of rest.
And the Mavericks said, nah, we need you tonight.
You know, and
it's funny, Luka had a sore index finger and is out a week. Lakers said, hey, sore index finger, take a week off. We're good. AD's got a sore Achilles. They go, we need you next night against the Pacers, who have like 3 NBA players. And he gets hurt in the first 5 minutes.
For a team that, you know, again, is right now, I mean, you are in dire straits as far as depth is concerned along your front line. Because you've been without Gafford all week. Now, I'd imagine that he's going to be back sooner rather than later with the ankle injury. And Siakam knocks down a 3, and suddenly this Pacer deficit is down to 4. Derek Lively stays out.
Yep.
I mean, this is what his second straight game or third?
Third.
I think it's his third. Either way, we'll look it up. And now you've got AD, who I can promise you will be out for the next week. I don't know if it's going to be any longer than that. And then Dwight Powell goes up and...
Fred, this is really the lineup on the court right now.
No, this if Siakam nails that, ooh, okay, good defense there by our boy Cooper Flagg. So we'll keep you posted on that. 91 seconds left to go. Looks like the Mavericks are going to get the ball back. They are up 4, but this thing is going to be nip-tuck until the very end of this ball game.
The players with the most minutes tonight are who, Fred? One player has 32, the other one has 34. For the Mavs.
I mean, I'm going to go Max Christie.
Correct. Max Christie has played 32 minutes. He's second on the team.
And PJ.
PJ is not. He's played 27 minutes. He would be fourth on the team.
And he was wearing oven mitts earlier today on the side of the... by the way, your Los Angeles Dodgers, 0-for-12 with 7 Ks, your 1-through-4 hitters tonight, and that includes Shohei Ohtani. So... As you know, look, it looks like that game 3 18 inning extravaganza might be the highlight. That and the game 7, or excuse me, the game 4 of the NLCS, because it's not looking good for for the LA Dodgers.
Looks like they're going to be the Raptors. The Toronto Blue Jays are 3 outs away from going up 3-2 in this series.
Okay. Runner on first. Two more of those, and you might have your... No, well, you got a ways to go before you get the tying runner on. So we got a little bit of time left.
the leading minute getter is your favorite player, Cooper Flagg.
Damn right it is.
34 minutes for Cooper, 15 points and 10 rebounds. He is the only player.
With a double-double?
Him and Anthony Davis are the only players that are negative in the box score. Anthony Davis, -3. Cooper Flagg, -3. Everybody else, a positive.
Okay.
But AD, Cooper's also been on the court pretty much.
I was going to say, he's been...
Brandon Williams, though, 18 points off the bench from his... He got... Hey, my boy got arrested.
Smoke him if you got him tonight in honor of Brandon Williams. Just don't do it at Terminal C.
Comes into the game the very next day and drops 18.
Yeah, he does.
Leading
front of the program, by the way.
Leading scorer for the Mavs tonight.
So shout out that, to... Okay, I'll tell you what. That's a BS call.
What happened?
They just called a foul on Christie. Didn't even, I mean, and got out of his way and everything. Sometimes it makes you wonder if the NBA is rigged. 877-81-1053.
The Nuggets are up 116-80 on the Pelicans right now.
Who?
The Nuggets. They're up 116-80.
What's my boy Christian Braun got?
Christian Braun.
He has not gotten off to a great start, by the
17
way.
17 points.
Okay, good.
He's second on the team in scoring right now, only behind Jokic, who has 21, 12, and 10.
Yeah, no, he got off to a, and I'm wondering if maybe the money got up to him a little bit. And, you know, look, I mean, that's a fair, you know, little nerves early on, but.
Lakers are beating the Anthony Edwards-less Wolves. There's no Luka.
76-65.
No Luka, no LeBron, no Anthony Edwards, but the Lakers are still up by 15 right now on the Timberwolves in the third quarter.
I'm showing 11.
11 now? Yeah, 11. Sorry, it hadn't updated. The Blazers are up 122-100 on the Jazz right now. Suns up.
The Chauncey Billups-less Blazers, yes. By the way.
Lead scorer for the Blazers right now.
Hashtag free Chauncey.
Jrue Holiday has 21 points. He's the leading scorer for the Blazers.
Hashtag free Chauncey.
And then I didn't give him a chance to do this under NBA After Dark. Jake, you want to talk about your Bulls who got another win and stay undefeated in the Eastern Conference?
I do. Where were you for the Kevin Huerter revenge game against the Sacramento Kings? I was right here in the fan studios. I think he outplayed Zach LaVine in his return to the United Center.
Okay.
Now that I've gone against him, I notice how much non-defense he plays.
Oh, Zach LaVine?
Yeah.
It took him leaving Chicago for you to figure that out?
You know, ignorance is bliss.
It is. I get it. Trust me.
When you see him dunking on guys, you know, you get excited.
You forget about the fact that he'll just let guys,
Adam
you know.
LaVine,
oh, yeah.
He's
Adam LaVine. Now, I want to say that's the Maroon 5 singer. Yeah. Oh, I don't know what his defense. I don't even know if he can dunk.
Probably play better defense.
Zach LaVine is leading the NBA in dunk score. A new NBA stat that... It's like the metrics of the dunk rate.
Tell you what, NBA, why don't you worry about players not throwing games, okay, instead of your stupid stats that nobody dunk score. I don't care.
The Mavericks might win their second basketball free Chauncey. Game.
I feel like that's not new. I feel like Jalen Duren led that stat last
Did
year.
He? Throw the oop. Look at PJ.
Like, what are we talking? What is dunk score? How many dunks you get a game?
No, I'll tell you exactly. It says dunk score ranks in-game dunks by calculating and modeling their physical and stylistic traits.
Okay.
And Zach LaVine leads at an 89.7.
Didn't they do that last year with, like, the best posters?
Yep. It's in beta right now. Jalen Johnson, Jalen Smith, Alperen Şengün, and Zach LaVine again.
Is that Cooper dunk not up there anywhere?
Not in the top five. It's daily.
Oh, man.
Oh, this says daily dunk score leader. So this is all from just today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I guess Zach LaVine had two.
No Mavericks on that list?
Not that I'm seeing. I'll refresh the page.
Has anybody dunked today? I mean, I know Cooper did once.
Has anybody dunked in the game today?
Oh. All right. Knock down another three. They're down three with 31 seconds left to go. Like, this game is going down to the wire, boys and girls.
And Najee Marshall's holding his shoulder.
You know, he was. It looked like he heard it on the other, the previous possession. He doesn't know what hurts.
He's grabbing everything.
He doesn't know what.
What did AD said he had? Tendinopathy?
I got that bilateral everything.
It's bad right now for the Dallas Mavericks.
It's. Do we think this team wins 20 games?
Isn't that funny? What was the over under 36.5 when we made fun of everybody? Like, the Mavs are going to smash that line.
What did Vegas know that we didn't? What did Vegas know that we didn't? More importantly, what did Chauncey Billups know that we didn't? 877-881-1053. Chauncey, if you're listening. Tell you what, do you think we get Chauncey on the show?
That would be something you would do.
I would totally get Chauncey. You wouldn't participate
in
the interview?
I'm saying you would be the one to outreach. Like, absolutely. I could see you doing that.
What would be the first question you'd ask Chauncey?
Can I get a Denver Nuggets jersey signed? Specifically,
Chauncey,
the icy blues.
Do you know when to hold them or when to fold them?
Yeah.
I'll hang up and listen.
How much did those glasses cost you, and can I get them on Amazon?
You trade him your Meta glasses for his poker glasses.
There's no way someone's not selling those. Those X-ray poker glasses.
What do you mean? Yeah, of course they're not. I mean, no, they are, right? Yeah.
How do you regulate that in Vegas?
Are they good for anything else besides playing poker?
If you're playing with your friends, just like a casual game, and somebody busted those out.
But you didn't know?
But you didn't know. If you found out, I mean, would you still be friends with that person?
No.
How much money are they taking?
It depends on how much money they win.
I don't know. Say you're like $20 games.
I mean, if I haven't lost more than $100, I'm probably just laughing. But if I'm losing $200, $300, $400,
it depends. Does your friend usually lose, and then all of a sudden he shows up with these glasses and he's just kicking everybody's ass? Well, that's fair. That's fair. You just chalk it up to a lucky night.
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, I mean, let's call it.
He takes home $10,000.
I've never understood the whole you're playing at night already. And you're wearing sunglasses
inside.
So you don't, nobody can see?
Poker face. Oh, the Patriots have a chance to tie. Brandon Williams just airballed a three. And if you hear a scream.
If this game goes into overtime, I'm just going to sigh.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sigh. I'm not even going to scream. These guys aren't worth screaming over.
Yeah, I agree. We would just sigh.
I mean, what are we screaming over? The Blunt Brothers?
Brandon Williams, man.
Hey.
I mean, he does lead the team in scoring, so I can't get too mad at him for shooting that three.
I ain't mad at him.
Brandon Williams looks like he has mascara on.
We did. Look.
Oh, a good foul. They fouled him, so they can't hit a three.
Good call by Brandon. We're efforting to get him on the show in a semi-regular capacity here this year. Blake had done the interview, and so then I chased him down the hallway, Brandon Williams. Mind you, not feeling 100%.
I would say feeling about 9%.
I'm assuming you were in just some Kansas Jayhawks gear, nothing professional.
Oh, no. No, we were. Dude, I dress professionally when I need to. No, I was wearing a polo. I was wearing a Jordan polo and a pair of jeans. Like, you got to look. I mean, you can't go to.
I'll show you the pictures of him. Okay. It was hilarious.
I saw Fred at a golf tournament. He looked nice.
Yeah, that's right. Might have been. Now I was wearing a different shirt.
Game 5 winner when the series is tied 2-2 wins
it's over.
The series 67% of the time. And I want to say the Game 1 winner is 87% of the time, and Toronto won both of those, Game 1 and Game 5. They're up 3-2. The Toronto Blue Jays, one win away
Ball
from the
game.
World Series.
Your Dallas Mavericks move to 2-3 on the year. Indiana is beside themselves. Jason Kidd looks like he can't wait to get out of there.
Oh, my God. Why is he already off the court?
Because wouldn't you?
Wow. And they got
a
great
couldn't have asked for a better look.
Couldn't win the game, too.
Damn near lost the game. Damn near lost the game. He'll never get a look that clean the rest of the year. Big time L if you're the Pacers. You should have stole that game. You should have stole that. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better look at the end of the game.
What do you think they're saying to B-Will right here?
You know I got you, bro. where's the post game at? Where's the post game at? You know, I know you got a little something left over.
We're going to Blake's place.
That's it.
Caleb Martin trying to get in the high five.
Caleb Martin just kind of looking around.
Anybody want my jersey swap?
Anybody? No? Okay.
Pascal?
I'm heading out. We'll see you guys later.
Does a jersey swap with his teammate.
He's like, I'm going to go ahead and watch this Blue Jays post game. We'll see you guys later.
Caleb Martin a Blue Jays fan?
I don't know. That was the first thing I could think of.
Okay.
I mean, if you're Caleb Martin.
Brandon and Troy, two parallel to Cowboys this year. If they can just get healthy at the same time, we'll be contenders. I think they're saying the Mavs the Cowboys.
And B-Dubs getting interviewed?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
This game two?
There's no, do you not, if you're that reporter, do you ask about the incident or do you keep it all positive?
You got to ask about it. I mean.
And on the post game in the middle of the court? This isn't like the side interview.
You've had a rough couple 48 hours. Just glad to get on the basketball court. Just forget about it all.
Just blissful. Child
sport. Are you more of a blunt or a joint guy? Just asking for my friends.
What kind of Rillos did you get, huh?
Game?
You a backwood or more of a Swisher Sweet kind of guy?
Back to you in the studio. What do you think, Skin?
Hit me up afterwards.
What is
good game tonight, by the way.
What did you have? 20? 20 something? 20 ball?
Did you get a couple pulls at halftime? I noticed a little calmer demeanor.
Notice you were coughing coming up and down the court. Might want to change that strain.
You thought about maybe vaping next time.
I have. I got a guy.
Got one in my purse. I'll get back to you after the game's over.
They can deliver it right to the bench.
Meet me outside the locker room. It's okay.
We're
happy for Brandon Williams.
Yeah, we are. He looks happy. He said it's got to lock in 10.
Looks like he's ready to go fire one up is what he looks like.
The next game. Oh,
what are we? Hey.
Whoa.
Oh, tell you what. Maybe they are meeting for a little post-game smoke. I'll smoke you out if you smoke me out. Okay. We're here for it.
Fair foul coming up next. Fred, where are you taking?
Great question. Tune in next and we'll tell you.
Okay.
Bye. All right. Thanks again to Mr. Jacob Ray, Jake Ray, whatever the hell we're calling him these days. I'm glad that I was able to start calling him Jake because Jacob just, I don't mind the name Jacob, but, you know, Jake just feels a little more adult-like.
Kind of rhymes with the show a little bit, you know, Jake, Blake, you know.
Jake Fred. And Blake.
Yeah.
The Jake and Blake.
Call us JB.
With little Fred sprinkled in for good measure. All right, you guys might be able to appreciate this.
Look, JBF, Jake, Blake, and Fred, or just best friends.
Just best friends.
On the spot.
Man, I'll tell you what, that almost brought a tear to my eye. Here we go.
Or FJB.
Or just let me read this. Psychologists say that people who get upset over small things in relationships
or friendships
often care more deeply. Oh, wow. This behavior can stem from emotional investment where even minor issues feel magnified because the connection matters so much.
Fred made this report up.
Studies suggest the strong emotional responses often signal attachment and passion, not instability. When someone truly values their partner, they become more sensitive to changes in tone, effort, or attention. Experts recommend balancing this emotional awareness with communication and reassurance. Love expressed through care, empathy, and understanding builds stronger, longer-lasting relationships. Fair foul! People who get upset over small things actually love their partner more.
Fair to lasting longer?
No, that's actually not... Fair or foul that Blake can never summarize what I just said and will ask me 10 things that I read throughout the course of the article. Fair or foul, people who get upset over small things actually love their partner more.
I can feel the love. I mean,
yeah, I bet you can.
It's gleaming.
It's all love, hate in this relationship. Let's get that straight.
It's gleaming from you.
Yeah.
Now, I know that if you make big things out of small things.
Yeah.
You care about it. I heard that once.
Oh, making mountains out of molehills? No, that just means you're an a-hole is what that means.
I think Gandhi said that. I agree.
Fred's way of justifying his behavior Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, this is literally a Davis
what?
Department, Davis University.
This is journal. This is the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology that came up with this. I'm just reading it.
Who's a bigger gaslighter, me or Fred?
You, hands down. Hands down.
Jake, you're a third party.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like Fred's gaslighting right now by saying it's you.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel here.
No, it's not me.
See, there he goes again.
It right now. No, it could never be me. Look at this guy.
What am I gaslighting you about?
I don't know. We're asking Jake. I think.
Yeah, but what am I gaslighting you about?
So someone said this means Fred is the most loving person in the world.
That's exactly what it means.
Would you say you're a lover?
No.
Okay. So when you actually get mad, you're just mad. It's not out of love.
How often do you say I love you on a daily basis?
To who?
Anybody, like your kids.
Blake? And he said I love you. He didn't say love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, all three words.
I don't know that that's something you say to your... I mean, you don't say I love you to your kid. When's the last time your parent said I love you to you two?
My mom probably texts me every other day.
Says I love you.
Yeah, I love you, son. Hope you have a good show.
I don't know that I believe that. I want to see
text and
I
calls me.
Show me the text.
She says,
"Show me the text." Yeah. I will. You know what? I mean, I tell my kids I love them all the time. Like I told my daughter. As a matter of fact, I told my daughter last night. I said, "Hey, we haven't talked in a week. I love you. Let's talk." And then she called me last night. We talked about a few things. Bada bing, bada boom. So
there you go.
No, I tell my kids I love them all the time. Anybody else? No. Ain't got time. My sister. Okay. I tell my sister I love her.
I can't remember the last time I told my sister I love her.
You probably should.
She still gets on my nerves sometimes.
Well, tell her you love her. Aren't you guys twins?
We are, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you should probably tell her you love her.
At times. I give her hugs. You know, that's my
Hey,
way.
Blake. I hope you had a fantastic birthday. I love you, my brother. October 4th, 7:42 a.m.
Your mom said, "I love you, my brother"?
That wasn't from my mom.
Was that from Bob?
No.
Bob texted you that?
Is it bad that I didn't have... Never mind. I'm not going to say.
What? No, go ahead.
Because they might be listening. I'm not going to say.
Uh-oh. What, your dad?
No. Heard you shout me out on air. Just know I love you, Bubba. Somebody else.
You got randos just texting you that they love you?
Obviously, it's not a random. I say I love you all the time.
Yeah.
Jake, you as well?
I do too, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell my buddies I love them all the time.
You got to start... Someone said his AD hurt again. Yes, if you missed it, AD hurt his Achilles and didn't return.
Lower left leg.
Did not return to the game after 5 minutes in the first quarter. Mavs won.
So that means that Fred is an extremely loving person.
I already read that. Yeah. I'm saying fair. I think it's true.
I think it's totally fair.
I don't think it's true for you, but I think it's true in general.
Yeah.
Because I did that a lot.
You would get upset over small things that means you actually loved your partner more, the one that you're not with anymore?
Correct. At the time.
Yeah.
And said partner did not reciprocate
the love,
the energy, the passion, the vitriol.
Right.
What do you mean it's not making you mad about X, Y, and Z? You know what? I'll be vulnerable for a second. I saw a TikTok yesterday, Fred, that spoke to
fair, me. Fair, fair to what Fred said, and my son was named after Gandhi.
See?
I don't know that that's really the guy I would want to name my kid after if you do a deep dive.
Like you named him Gandhi, or what was his first name?
Well, he said named after Gandhi, so is his name just Gandhi?
I don't know.
Or is it named in...
From the 817, let us know.
What is Gandhi's first name? I would probably say Leo?
Like a James?
Leo Gandhi.
James Gandhi?
Leo Gandhi here. You may know me from some of my philosophical practices.
What about Phyllis?
Phyllis Gandhi? That's his sister.
Because Phyllis...
No, but y'all need to do a deep dive on Gandhi, man. I'm going to tell you right now, Gandhi wasn't the peace-loving guy that everybody thought he was.
You didn't get that? Philosopher.
And his name was Phyllis. A little bit of a reach there. Okay, a little bit of a reach.
You didn't give a name?
What, to Gandhi?
Yeah.
Let's call him Mahatma.
What does that mean?
That's his first name.
How do you know that?
Gandhi. We don't know Gandhi's first name. It's Mahatma Gandhi.
I thought you asked the guy to text in why you named him after Gandhi because we didn't know his first name.
Well, it did just come to me, but yeah.
Did he name him Mahatma?
Mahatma. But my thing was, why name him after Gandhi is what I would say. My whole point was, I don't know that Gandhi's the person I'm naming my child after.
Well, my whole point is like...
When you do a deep dive on old Gandhi.
It doesn't seem like either of those names are something you name your child after.
Mahatma? I mean, you better be...
How many of those have you met?
You better be a badass if your name's going to be Mahatma. And what are we calling you for short? Hadi?
Hama.
Hama?
Hama.
Hama from three!
Hama! Okay, let me stop. Can I be vulnerable for a second?
Okay, real quick, before you get vulnerable. Fair foul, because you're the only one in a relationship right now. Fair foul, people get upset over small things, actually love their partner more.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, my girlfriend gets mad at small things all the time. And
she loves you more than you love her?
I wouldn't go that far.
No, it's okay if she does. No, I'm going to tell you right now.
I do more small, stupid things that I don't think are a big deal than she does.
That's men and women in general, though. So. That's just life. One thing I will say, and I don't know if this information... Look, take this little nugget I'm about to give you and do with it however you wish.
Dip it in
your
sauce.
Okay, well, I don't know if you want to dip it in your sauce or if you want to just put it in your hip pocket. I had a publisher I used to work for way back when. Said, don't ever love a woman more than she loves you.
I mean, just wise words.
Okay?
Wise words.
Don't ever love a woman more than she loves you.
877-881-1053. If you're married in a relationship, do you agree with that sentiment? Does your wife love you more than you love her? That's pretty much what Fred just said.
From the 817, telling kids you love them should be a given. That's fair.
Your kids. Your kids.
I'm not feeling it today.
My kids know that, though. My kids know that I love them. Oh, 1,000%.
Don't say that to random kids.
I'll tell you what. That'll get you arrested. That'll get you arrested. I'll ask my kids right now.
Do you know I love you?
Do you know I love you?
How many random texts do your kids get that are just out of context radio segments?
See, my son knows it now. Like, Miriam, my daughter, Miriam's such an airhead, and I love her to death. That's my baby. Like, for the longest time, she'll call me during a show. Oh, Dad, I forgot you were on the radio, Dad. Call me when you're dead. Call me when you're dead. My son, on the other hand, I texted him, he texted me, he's like, AD, ? And then apparently I found out, and this is the thing about my son that I'm finding out, like, he'll listen to the show and I don't realize he's listening, because he'll send little things about, oh, I heard you and Blake talking about this or da-da-da-da, whatever it is. So he does, my son's pretty much the only one that I can hit with show stuff. My daughter doesn't care. You know, she's your age. She doesn't care. Okay, let me ask my son real quick. Do you know I love you? ?
What an insane text to get at 10:30 on a Wednesday.
Random.
You know I love you, right?
We'll see what he says. What? What do you mean, loser?
What is this L word?
All right, get vulnerable for a second. What are you going to do?
I saw a TikTok.
Okay.
That kind of spoke to me.
I like how you turned the music off immediately. Can we get something a little more sentimental in here?
I saw.
Before I put my glow sticks back out.
Actually, you can put on, like, do we have any Future songs? This will match. If we got any Future songs, that'll be good. So I saw something that spoke to me, and it took me a second for me to accept it as true. I denied it at first. It said, I don't actually miss my ex, nor want to get back with
you. You just missed that booty.
No.
My son said, yeah.
He said he does know you love him?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
You don't actually miss your ex. You don't actually want to get back with them. I just hate that they don't want me, as far as like an ego goes. Like the fact that they're moving along with their life without me, and they're not like, you know, clawing back to get back in my life. And they're just moving through life fine without me.
I would push back and say you're moving through life just fine without her.
Oh no, it wasn't really like exactly one-to-one true with my last relationship. Yeah. But just in general, when I do miss an ex, it's not because I want to be back together with this person. Yeah. It's more
I just
like
miss them booties.
No, it's just an ego hit. It's just what do you mean you can do life without me? I'm the best thing to ever happen to you. That's a fact.
Whatever.
And without me, you're a loser.
Who was that? The DJ Clue who said on to the next one? Who's the Swiss Beats? That's who it was.
That's the only quote. On to the next one?
On to the next one.
There's no like deep meaning. Just
look, I'm probably not the best person.
Does your ego never get hit with that? That's what I'm saying. It's not because I've ever missed an ex. It's an ego and pride thing.
I don't let anybody get close enough to me to hurt me.
Wow. See, I let people in too close.
Yeah, I do.
But only when I'm like dating them. Like, I don't let any situation.
I'm the Heisman Trophy when it comes to relationships.
Stiff arming?
But again, I'm telling you, it's one of those things where I think I spent so much time growing up. Tell you what, when you're you spend time in a foster home or a group home, that is the ultimate mind bleed, because nothing's yours. And you learn quickly, like, I'm never going to let any, and not saying it's right, trust me, because it's at 44 years old, trust me, I've been through plenty as far as like, probably should have played that a little bit differently. But yeah, when you, I'll tell you what, my hat goes out to anybody that's ever been in foster care, if you've ever been in a group home or been in a situation like that. When you live in a place that isn't yours, and especially when the people hanging over your head, that's a rough go for a child, because, you know, your friends all have their, what's the thing about being a kid growing up? Your own room, your posters, your bed, everything's put where you want it and that sort of thing. And so when you're a kid that doesn't have his own room or doesn't have his own stuff, or you live out of a trash bag, like, you become very nomadic and very, like, emotionally numb to things quickly. And it's like, when people want to get close to you, you're like, I think I'm good.
I'd love to be your therapist.
Well, there's not a whole
lot. Sit down and scribe.
There's not a whole lot to it. Trust me. I've been through three since I've been here in Dallas, so.
For real?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
Just wasn't feeling it.
All girls, all guys, mixed?
You know what? It was women, yes.
All three women. Did you choose them?
I did, because I've always had, here's the thing. I've always had male therapists. And so when I got to Dallas, given the, where I was at in life, kind of what I was trying to do, I was like, you know what? Let's try something different.
And that didn't work.
This go around. And no.
What do you want your therapist to look like? Describe it for me.
I mean, I don't care what they look like.
Okay, that's also part of it.
I have no, it's one of them, I'll tell you what.
Do you want them to relate to you, be in the sports world, be around your age, be older, younger?
Tell you what, I had a really good therapist who died. His name was Lucky. That's a Lucky after all. You want to talk about the worst?
I was going to let you make that comment.
No, really. Shout out to Lucky, wherever he's at, up in heaven. So one time, I was in Lucky's office and my boy was just checking.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Out for like 45 minutes of the therapy session, and he just let me talk like for 45 minutes straight, just like brrr. I'm like, hey, dude, what are we doing here? Like, I just stopped. I was like, are you gonna say something? Like, please tell me what's wrong with me, because this is ridiculous.
He's like that right there.
So my boy comes out of it, boop, and he rattles off like the next 15 minutes, this is what's wrong with you. And I mean, just a Fred audit like never been done before.
Is it still the same?
Still 100%. Well, I've been fighting it ever since, and he's not wrong. And so this thing. So he runs down this whole like, brrr, boom, and hits me. And when you have somebody tell you something that explicitly, A, it hurts to hear, but B, you need to hear it.
I'm going to make Fred take a quiz to figure out who he is as a person.
All right, before that, real quick.
I'm going to do it in the break.
Okay, but hold on. So we didn't see each other for like 8 months after that. And so one day I'm like, man, let me hit up my boy Lucky. I need to go back to therapy. Like, I need to see him. So I'm calling him, texting him for like 3 weeks straight. Nothing. So I'm like, man, I got to go. Where's this dude at? Like, what's going on? Like, he won't answer my calls, my texts, anything like that. Boom. Go over to his office. Walk up. Open the door. Gutted. Everything's empty. Gone. Why I didn't do this to begin with, I have no idea. I Google his name real quick. My man's been dead for 6 months. Died in his sleep. Damn, Lucky! Damn!
Guess he didn't get his charm.
You know what? He told me what was wrong with me and then died. Coming up next! Final segment of the program. Don't go anywhere.
Final segment here on the Fan After Dark. Blake, Fred, and Degenerate Jake here for you on a crispy Wednesday. A chilly Wednesday, man. The wind was kicking today. If you went outside, you definitely felt it. The Dallas Mavericks felt their second win of the season. They go to 2-3 on the year. They beat the woeful Pacers, who their entire team is injured. It got scary at the end, but they do pull it out 107-105. Aaron Nesmith had a chance to win it at the buzzer. No good, but the bigger story coming out of today's game is Anthony Davis with the bilateral Achilles tendinopathy the day before. Plays today, ends up hurting his left lower leg. It's sore in the first quarter. 5 minutes in, he limps to the scorer's table, is rubbing his ankle, ends up going to the locker room. Back of his leg, ends up not returning.
They said he wanted to.
So he wanted to
return. Allegedly, he wanted to return, but
or is that just a Jason Kidd spank piece?
I'm just telling you what Jason Kidd said.
We didn't even see him on the bench.
No. And maybe that's it. I mean, maybe that's the whole point of it, right? Like, it's easy to say what did and didn't happen if we never saw it.
Yeah, he was begging to come. He was texting me.
This guy couldn't wait to get back on the floor. But
leading scorer for the Dallas Mavericks in their win is none other than Blunt Boy himself, Brandon Williams.
Who's got the herb?
20 points for B. Will in 22 minutes. Dwight Powell plays 29 minutes and gives you 18-6. Cooper Flagg in 35 minutes gives you 15-10. PJ gave you 9-11. D'Angelo Russell gave you 14-2-5, 5 assists. Max Christie gave you 10-2 and 4 assists. Caleb Martin, 13 minutes, the most minutes he's played all year. He gives you 6 points, a rebound, and an assist. Najee Marshall was kind of out there for defense. He 22 minutes. Didn't make a single shot, 0 for 2, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. Klay Thompson, 22 minutes, 5 points, one rebound, one assist, only played 6 minutes in the second half, and that's kind of been the theme of Klay Thompson the last couple of games. He has not played over 10 minutes in the second half in the last three games.
I mean, why would he?
Especially when Max Christie's doing all the right things. If you missed it, the Los Angeles Dodgers go down 3-2. In the World Series, the Toronto Blue Jays get the win. What was it, 6-1? 6-1 for the Blue Jays? Yep, 6-1. Yeah. Blake Snell was on the mound for the Dodgers. And I always mess up his name. Troy Yesavage?
That's a great question. How do you
pronounce that? Yesavage?
Ask our resident baseball nerd. Hey, I'm talking to you, degenerate. How do you pronounce that?
I thought it was Yesavage.
There you go.
12 Ks on the day. Mm. Only allows one run in seven innings, and he gets the dub for the Blue Jays. They're one win away from a Toronto World Series.
Mm.
Game six will be...
12 Ks, dude.
Tomorrow? When's game six? Two days.
I'm guessing. What's today? Wednesday? Probably Friday.
Friday. Yeah. Okay.
Halloween. Do they celebrate Halloween in Canada? 877-81.
And then if you miss Jerry Jones with the quote of the year, Fred, I can't pull it up.
Mm. All right. I'm glad you did. Hold on.
I got it.
Stand by to standby.
The 83-year-old billionaire said this in an interview. That's why I'm talking to you on the telephone, talking to the Wall Street Journal about oil and gas, rather than trying to fix our defense with the Dallas Cowboys. And that is kind of taking over most of the show's quotes because of what a crazy quote from Jerry Jones. But we're really here for Fred. We're here for Fred's.
Real quick, Jones is known for zigging when others are zagging. He made a big wager on natural gas when prices were in the gutter, and he has funded Comstock's exploration at a time when its rivals are sticking with Wall Street's strict capital edicts. He has kept buying shares and now owns roughly 71% of the company.
He zigs when they zag.
Except for on the football field.
Fred.
He just runs into the offensive line.
This is a quiz where you're going to get to know more about yourself and maybe even the Tolos.
Mm.
When someone hurts you, do you do which of these three things?
Yeah.
Confront them directly, distance yourself quietly, or pretend you're fine but never forget. All you got to do is give me an answer. You don't have to give me a reasoning.
Confront them.
Okay. A. Let's go on to the next question. What kind of silence feels heavier to you, Fred? Being ignored, being misunderstood, being completely alone?
Being misunderstood.
I knew you were going to say that one.
Oh, did you?
Okay, number three. When you're in a group conversation.
It's because I love him so much.
Someone starts talking over you. What do you do?
I'm sorry, what? Say that again.
Wait, A, get louder. B, let it go. They'll reveal themselves eventually. Or C, go quiet and disengage internally.
Well, ask that question again. I wasn't paying attention.
When you're in a group conversation,
yeah.
Someone starts talking over you. What do you do? A, get louder.
Yeah.
B, let it go. They'll reveal themselves eventually. C, go quiet and disengage internally.
I stop talking. So C.
So C, go quiet.
I think it's A and then C.
It is. It's
well,
A.
Well, I think it's D. Give them a quick stare down like, the bleep's wrong with you, and then stop talking.
Which do you crave more, Fred? Peace, passion, validation?
Probably not passion. I did that for too long, and that didn't really get me anywhere. So probably peace.
Okay.
At this stage of my life.
Fred, you're driving alone at night. Should be pretty used to that. What are you thinking about? A, what's next for Fred? B, who do I miss? C, what could I have said differently?
A.
Okay. Question six. If someone truly saw the parts of you hide, would they what? Would they blank A, stay, B, run, C, change?
If they what?
If someone truly saw the parts of you that you hide, what would they do? Stay, run, or change?
What person? Who are we talking about?
Just anyone. If someone truly saw the parts of you. Anyone.
I mean, stay, change, or what? Run?
Yeah.
You know what? Run. Get the hell out of here.
That's what you think they would do?
I don't care what they do. I mean, what do I care?
Okay. Which phrase feels the truest about you?
Be gone.
Which phrase feels the truest about you, Fred? I want to
get rich or die trying.
This guy would be terrible in a therapy session. This guy's trying to make jokes. Get rich or die trying. You know where that's from, therapist? Lock in.
I'll give you, take a dollar off my hourly fee if you can tell me who said that.
I'm charging $200 an hour, by the way. Okay, Fred, lock in.
What? What's my phrase? Get rich or die trying. Next.
I want to be known. I want to be respected.
What? Where did you find this? Cosmo?
Dude, I'm on ChatGPT. I want to be known.
Yeah.
I want to be respected. I want to be safe.
I want them dividends. That's what I want.
You're not locking in.
I am locking out. I don't like any of those three.
Okay, pick one. It doesn't say which one is your favorite.
How about D? None of the above.
It says which phrase feels the truest. It didn't say.
None of them do. None of them feel true to me.
I want to be respected. It's not.
I want to be respected. I want to be safe.
And I want to be known.
Respected.
Okay.
Known for having money. That's
right. Hey, when life feels out of control, Fred.
I want to be known for having that long cheddar.
What's your instinct? Organize something.
Yeah.
Escape somewhere. Reach for someone. Like, reach out for something.
Yeah. When what happens?
When life feels out of control, what is your instinct?
What was B?
Escape somewhere.
Probably C, reach out to somebody.
Okay. Only two more left. Stay with me.
Yeah.
Which scares you more, Fred? Failure, losing interest, or losing people?
Losing interest.
I was a little surprised by that answer.
What would you think it was?
I thought you were going to say failure. When you're quiet, what's usually underneath?
Failure makes you stronger. Okay.
When you're quiet, Fred, what is usually underneath? Thought, pain, observation.
A fat blunt. Me and B. Will kicking it.
Wasn't an answer.
Terminal
choice.
C.
Answer so I can tell you who you are
one
before we're
time,
out of time.
One more time.
When you're quiet, what's usually underneath? Thought, pain, or observation? Like you're thinking.
Thought,
you're,
okay. Hands down. Easy.
Okay. Let's see what Fred is. I've put the quiz into ChatGPT, given all the answers.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's break this down. The tell me the truth. He's honest to a fault. This was A. I'll just tell you who you are at the end. I'm not going to break down each one. Okay. Your friend fits mostly into the reflective survivor archetype with touches of quiet idealist underneath. He's the kind of person who, and he gives a bunch of bullet points, notices everything even when he pretends not to, holds himself to a higher emotional standard than he holds others. Wants respect more than praise. Protects peace by controlling what he can, even if it costs him rest. Seems calm, but is always thinking three steps ahead.
Yeah, right.
Forgives with grace, but never forgets the lesson.
Oh!
He's probably the type people lean on without realizing how much weight he carries silently.
I believe that.
He doesn't trust easily, but when he does, it's all or nothing.
ChatGPT is pretty smart.
His struggle isn't about knowing who he is. It's about letting people see it without fear they'll misuse it.
Yeah, what he said.
Would you say that's pretty accurate?
I mean, it's about 50%. I go with that. But when I do trust, I trust hard.
That'll be $600.
Remember that. I didn't ask for it, so.
Yeah, you got it, though. $600.
Didn't ask for it. You can't.
In the bank account.
You can't just force therapy on somebody.
I just did.
Okay.
You answered
all my
questions.
I don't trust you anymore. Great stuff, as always, from everybody. Tomorrow's Thursday. Full four-hour show. We've got a little Thursday night football tomorrow night, so we're excited about that. We'll have a guest. I'm efforting to get an NBA guest. I don't want to say his name just yet because I don't want to.
Ravens, Dolphins, who you got? Should we make our pick right here?
What's the spread?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll figure out tomorrow. Who's our producer tomorrow? Khaki Kev?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, extra credit tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute. We'll have extra credit with
Baltimore by 7.5. Lamar's playing.
Trevor, Jake, and Khaki Kev. We got to go. We're down to 3 seconds.
Deuces.
Later.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.